Hello, all you beautiful pie charmers. This is Early Access Pie Charm with your host, Nafiel Islam. Today, we have a special treat for you because we have Kirill Likhodyadov, who is in charge of the VCS team here at JetBrains, and he's going to tell you why he's here. So, Kirill, you're a member of the VCS team, which provides support for version control systems. What are you doing on a PyCharm podcast?
I'm here because Nafiel invited me to this podcast to speak about VCS integration in PyCharm.
Uh-huh.
Actually, our team provides integration for version control systems, which are included in all JetBrains IDEs, including PyCharm. So basically, I am in PyCharm team as well.
Ah, I see what you did there. So, first of all, version control has been in PyCharm for a very, very long time, right? It's been in IntelliJ, which is the main platform from which Python gets a lot of its stuff from. That's version control, that's databases, that's terminal, that's run configurations, etc., and etc. You know, tell me a little bit about how did version control start? In both PyCharm and IntelliJ?
Well, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Dmitry Zhemerov and Max Rafirov, actually it happened in 2006, they implemented some initial version of VCS support. At that time, it already was pretty clear that any serious project should be version controlled, and of course it would be much more convenient to see diffs, inspect history, to see annotations of the file inside the IDE and not from the terminal or some external tool. So at that time, there was no Git. Actually, Git was the first version of Git was released in 2005, but nobody actually knew about Git at that time. It was a time of centralized version control systems such as Subversion, Perforce, CVS, Visual Source Safe, ClearCase, StarTeam. There were a lot of them, and IntelliJ IDEA was supporting all of them as well.
Okay.
And the main idea was to integrate tightly with the editor, with the IDE, and to let developers commit, update, inspect history, and do all this stuff with pleasure, and provide the best user experience for them.
So all the way back then, right, you had all these centralized version control systems, and then Git came along, and also Mercurial to an extent, right? These different systems came along. So how was it a challenge transforming the way that you had built version control for centralized version control systems into something that was a decentralized version control world? Or was it pretty easy because the architecture supported it?
Well, in some aspects, it was pretty easy because showing diff, for example, comparing the current version of the file with some other version is the same for centralized or for decentralized version controls. So you basically retrieve content from the given revision and current content, and you compare them using some diff algorithm, and you draw them using some UI techniques.
I see.
But some other stuff needed reworking and rethinking, and we were doing it a lot. For example, commit in a centralized version control system is a destructive operation that you cannot undo.
I see.
When you commit in Subversion, your work is being published right away. And on the other hand, when you commit in Git, it is simple and fast and undoable.
Yes.
But there you have push. So actually, this process of adjusting our UI and user experience and providing user experience for Git, this process is not completed yet. We still have some artifacts of centralized UI. Uh-huh. And especially we have a lot of traces in the code, some old APIs that we can't break because there are numerous third-party plugins dependent on it and so on.
I see.
So it is some evolution process, but with some small revolutions maybe in between.
So Kirill, you've been doing this for a pretty long time. I'd say that there's not much left to improve out there, but I'm still going to ask you, what's next on your agenda? What's next on the agenda for the IntelliJ VCS team?
Speaking about some new features, well, first of all, and yes, we've just released a first-class support for GitHub pull requests,
yep,
in our IDE. And according to our feedback, we see that people like it. Like, how is it done? There is still much to do there, mm-hmm, and we will support other team tools as well. Mm-hmm. We are going to support our JetBrains space, mm-hmm, on the same level, mm-hmm, to be able to review and chat there.
I see.
And we have also a lot of requests to support other team tools providers such as GitLab and Bitbucket.
I see. So you folks are working on that. You folks are genuinely just listening to what people have to say about the different providers. And I know that GitLab is very popular for self-hosted applications, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of requests for GitLab.
I see.
And it is used a lot in larger companies. Like GitHub is used everywhere, but probably a large part of its user base are like personal developers, uh-huh, students, and so on. And many companies choose GitLab, and they want the same level of support for GitLab. We didn't start it.
But you do have plans for it.
But we do have plans for it. There are third-party plugins for GitLab, mm-hmm, in our plugin repository. Yes, and they have some support. Mm-hmm. So anybody can try it.
All right.
We also, currently, we are working on stage support. One of major differences of our IDEs from all other Git tools is that we don't have any support for staging, mm-hmm, in Git. Well, you probably know that you have, during the normal workflow, you have to stage your modification,
yep,
in the staging area, and only then you can commit everything that is in the staging area. And actually, we think that this staging step is unnecessary, mm-hmm, and it only complicates things, especially since we have changed lists in IntelliJ IDEA.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, you can separate your changes in different change lists, even if they are located in different files. But still, many people, especially new users, they miss staging, and sometimes they don't understand change list, or change lists seem more complicated for them. Mm-hmm. They want staging, and they want full control over Git from the IDE. So we finally, we decided to help them. So we are going to have stage support in one of nearest releases. So that way we want to make happy both our existing users and users and new users who miss this stage.
Okay. Well, with that, Kirill, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. If you want more of these podcasts, let us know on Twitter.